Good morning, everybody. David, thank you for those kind words. If you want to know whether I'm a superstar, you should ask my wife. She'll give you a more objective perspective on that. But that you can do in your own time. It's really very exciting to be here, especially after a gap of a few years. The last two, Terry Yerushalayim Shirim, I gave in an empty room, standing in front of an Aron Kodesh, looking at empty chairs, and therefore this gives a special, special simcha. Thank you all for coming, and a big yasher koach to the OU for organizing such an incredible event, which I'm sure as the day goes on will just get better and better and better and better. If you're here for the long haul, you can stay all the way till the kumsitz tonight at 9 and 10, and I'm sure people will go home very excited. So I was asked to speak about a topic which relates to, they're trying to decide who I am, by the way. It doesn't matter, I can be anybody, it's really fine. But to be Rabbi Breitowitz would be a covered, to be Rabbi Golden, equally. So, but you don't have to worry about it. The topics we were asked to look at for these sessions were tshuva, sukkahs, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and I'd like to speak about a topic today which I don't think is much addressed specifically, but which actually encompasses all of those. It's a mitzvah which is, as we'll see, one of the sheish mitzvot tamidiyot. One of the mitzvot that apply to all of us, every waking minute of every day. And it's also central, as we'll see, to the idea of tshuva we'll see in the Rambam. And that is the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, to love God, which we'll see is a very tricky mitzvah. We'll try and define the parameters of the mitzvah. But then I want to give you some practical approaches. As seen in the Meforshim, I'm going to give you 10 practical, lamaaseh approaches of how to build Ahavat Hashem. It's a difficult mitzvah to do, but hopefully with a practical guide, we'll be able to get a little bit further on. Let's start with a few sources of introduction. Every day we daven, v'yached levaveinu li'ahava u'liyira shemecha, li'ahava u'liyira. This balance, shelo nevosh, v'lo nevosh li'olam va'ed. We'd be so embarrassed if we didn't get that right, this balance of ahava and yira. So today's shir is about ahava. You need to have a complimentary shir about yira. So just in case you think, well, he's only talking about ahava, where's the yira? Maybe next year, maybe not, maybe next week, whatever. We need to have a shir on yira because it's a balance. Too much ahava also imbalances the equation. Too much yira imbalances the equation. And we have to get that right. I just wanted to mention that at the beginning. But what we're going to focus on now is the issue of ahava, which is the energy, the excitement, the positivity. Yira is the sense of seriousness, that this really matters. It really makes a difference if I get this wrong. I've got to get this right. Ahava is a different kind of emotion, which we'll see right now. So let's start with something fundamental. Number two. The first verse that you teach a child, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I'm not getting into exactly what the mitzvah of Shema is here and what you're trying to understand, but the next, very next line is, V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. And that's what we have to define. What does it mean, V'ahavta? By the way, it's not V'ahavta. V'ahavta is past tense, and you loved. It's V'ahavta, and you shall love. It's good to get that right, especially when you're saying the Shema. V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean that I have to love? Et Hashem Elokecha. Now, I'll mention here, the mitzvah of Ahavat Reim, the mitzvah we have to love every other Jew, if you remember, is V'ahavta le Reecha Kamocha. Which is interesting. What does it mean, V'ahavta le? So the Ramban, it's not on the sheet, but the Ramban says, V'ahavta le is much more practical. It's not a word we use when you go up to someone. You don't say, Ani ohev lach. They'll send you to the ulpan or whatever. But Ani, V'ahavta le, says the Ramban, is practical. I'll do things for you. I'll do chesed for you. I'll help you. I'll treat you like people want to treat me. But I don't have to have an emotional relationship with you. It's V'ahavta le. Whereas V'ahavta et, you actually have to fall in love. You actually have to love the person. That's why it doesn't say V'ahavta et Riecha. Because I can't do that with people I hardly know. But seemingly we have to do that with Hashem. By the way, it does say V'ahavta et hager. So that means that the ger has both of those aspects, the V'ahavta le and the V'ahavta et, which I'm not getting into now. But the very next line, we'll come back to this. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele Hashem uchim esavcha yom al levavecha. The pasuk goes on to talk about Talmud Torah. These words should be on your mind, in your heart. What's that got to do with Ahavat Hashem? We'll see as we get there, but as the introductory lines. Later on in Devarim, Devarim speaks about Ahava in many, many places. Moshe Rabbeinu's speech to the people as they're going to Eretz Israel is very love focused. You must love God, you must love God. Number three, Le'avais Hashem Elokecha, Lishmoa Bekola, Uledav Kabo. He raises the stakes. Ledav Kabo. Devek. I have to somehow stick to Hashem. How am I going to do that? How am I going to actually connect in some way? Devek means a connection. How can I do that to a being that's invisible and Eish Ochla? It's if you get too close, you get zapped. You know, like Nadav and Avihu and Uzziah. You can't do that. So what does he mean? Ledav Kabo. Ki hu chayecha va'arif yamecha. Now that's an interesting line. Ki hu chayecha. At the end of the day, you have to love God because God is our lives. That our lives are God. V'orich yamecha are our days. The purpose of our lives, the length of our lives, is somehow related to this. These are all obvious points, but you need to see them at the beginning so that we can understand what each of these things mean. The chinuch is the last point in the introduction. The Sefer HaChinuch says a few things, which we'll get back to later as well, but let's just see this as a sort of an introduction. Mitzvat Ahavat Hashem. Shenitztaveinu le'avos ha'mokom baruch hu shenema v'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha. Fine. The inyan ha'mitzvah, shenachshov, we have to think, so it's something cerebral, v'nitzbonen, we have to consider from the word bina, b'pekuda v'pu'olasag, we'll get back to that later, God's actions and the way he runs the world. Add, and this is the key point I'm making in the beginning, shenisigehu kifi chalteinu, we have to understand God to the extent that we're able, v'nit aneg b'hasagosei, b'tachlis ha'aneg. And we have to enjoy it. And I'm a litvak, you know? We rarely admit that we enjoy anything, okay? But I'm sorry, the Sefer HaChinuch was not a chassid, but you have to enjoy it. Tachlis ha'aneg. It has to be the most pleasurable, enjoyable, fundamentally exciting thing that you do. V'zoti ha'ava m'chuyevet. And don't think, oh, that's just a madrega, that's for the big chachamim, the neviim. No, this is for everybody to some degree. And he says, shorish mitzvah zo yadua, everybody knows that the root of this mitzvah is shelo yikayim ha'adam mitzvot Hashem baruch hu yafa rak bi'avas ha'asa. And here he gives us the first important point. Avas Hashem is not just another mitzvah. Oh, I sat in the sukkah, I did that. I shook a lulav, I did that. I ate some matzah, I did that. I heard the shofar, I did that. Avas Hashem is an element in every other mitzvah that there is. He says you can't do any mitzvah yafa in a proper way, in a good way, in a beautiful way, in a nice way. You can't do any mitzvah unless it's infused to some degree with Avas Hashem. Whatever it is, whether it's chinuch banim, whether it's building your sukkah, or you know, even when you're buying cottage cheese in the store, we'll come back to cottage cheese later. Somehow or other, there's an Avas Hashem element to it. It is all-encompassing, he says. If you think of Avas Hashem as, oh, I'm now about to do Avas Hashem, you've missed the point. Everything, every mitzvah, every aspect of life we'll see is Avas Hashem. And then he says, V'zot, V'zot min ha-mitzvot ha-tamidiyot. It's one of the six constant mitzvot, al ha-adam, which is on every person, man, woman, and child from bar mitzvah, umoteles alav le'olam. The six mitzvahs to medias, I'm sure people are aware, are the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We'll get back to that soon a little bit. The mitzvah of Lo Yielecha, not to have other approaches to reality in life. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ahavat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, and Lo Yisasiru Achrei Levavtim VaAchrei Nechem. Somehow or other, and there's some good books on this. The Six Constant Mitzvahs was brought out a few years ago based on Rav Berkowitz's Torah. Somehow or other, we have to work out a way to integrate every single one of those mitzvahs into everything we do. And that's every minute. Think of all the opportunities. Did they find me in there? Not yet. Okay, it's okay. Think of all the opportunities that you have to do that in life. And that's, as I say, one of the mitzvahs to medias. We'll see soon that at the very opening of Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Bir Halacha, the Sheish mitzvahs to medias. He says, the first thing before I even start my commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, the first thing you have to know is these six mitzvot. So if you think, oh, well, it's in the Sefer HaChinuch, that's nice. It's in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Bir Halacha, right at the very beginning. And somehow, Avat Hashem has to be a constant element of that. So fine, let's talk more, but tachlis, what are we going to do? So as you know, Hilchas Tshuva in the Rambam is an incredibly important limud at this time of year, very much in Yana Diyoma. Oh, here I am. Look at that. Oh, no, you had me there for a second. I'll come back. Don't worry about it. Everyone's getting distracted by it. But like the family, at least I exist. Baruch Hashem. Hilchas Tshuva of the Rambam reaches a climax in the 10th Perek. People often start at the beginning and they never quite get to the 10th Perek. What does he discuss in the 10th Perek? Avat Hashem. Let's look at it together. It'll give us a good, important underpinning of this mitzvah. Va, 5. Let's have a look at the bottom of page 1. Al Yoma Adam, a person should never say, Hareini Oise Mitzvah Satorah Va'oisik B'Chachmasu Kideshi Akabal Kol HaBrochas HaKesuvaba. I'm going to do the Torah, keep the Torah, because God promised me good things. That's not a way to keep mitzvahs. Or Kideshi Ezke L'Chai Olam Haba, or because I want Olam Haba. Ve'efresh min ha'averus she'hiziru b'Torah, and I'm not going to do the averus in the Torah mehem k'deisha anatzal min ha'klalus ha'ksuvas b'Torah, because I want to avoid all the punishments that it mentions in the Torah, the curses, or k'deisha lo yakaris b'chai olam haba. Also, I don't get olam haba. That shouldn't be the way to serve God. Ein ru'i la'avod es Hashem el al haderech hazeh. That's not the way to be an eved Hashem. Now, he starts off with the use of the word eved Hashem. Now, we know from Rosh Hashanah, from every day, Avinu, Malkeinu, and Rabbi Breitowitz is talking about this. You should get his recording afterwards, about God as a father. We'll see the Rambam moves this forward as well. But as an Eved, God is a master, Malkeinu. As a child, Kabanim, in Kabanim, in Kavadim, right? As a child, God is Avinu. So far he's with Eved. He's with an Eved. So you shouldn't have Eved al-derech zeh hu Eved me'yira. This is called serving God through Yira. The Einu Malas HaNeviim V'Loi Malas HaChomim. That's not the way the Neviim or the Chachomim served Hashem. Okay, so you'll say, okay, Shkoyach, I'm not one of the Neviim. I may or may not be one of the Chachomim. Is this for me? He'll say, yes, it is. Bet. Ha'oivik ni Ahava, Oisek B'Torah B'Mitzvahs V'Hoylech B'Nesivas HaChochma. Someone who worships Hashem, who serves Hashem through Ahava, he does Torah, learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, and he pursues Chachma, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not because of any other extraneous agenda, but lo mipnei yirat hara, v'lo kedei liyarish ha'tova, not to inherit good or avoid bad in this world or the next, elo oiseh ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. That's a great line from the Rambam. You do it because it's the right thing to do. You believe in it. It's emes. There's a truth to it that you're excited about. In the end, whatever happens will happen. I'm not interested in Olam Haba. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. But it will work out in Olam Haba, how it works out. This is a very big idea, this very big level. The enkel chacham zochel, not everybody, not even every chacham can get to this. And of course it's a balance, we'll see that balance soon. But this is Avram Avinu's message to us. This was his level. Shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ovo, God calls him the one who loves him, his beloved. Lefi shaloi avad ela mi'ahava. Avram was purely ahava. Now you can say, well, what about the Akedah? Was that Yira? I'm not getting into that now. This is what Moshe told us to do. If you find the appropriate measure to have Ahavas Hashem, miyad yase kol mitzvahs mi'ahava. Then you'll find, like the Chinuch said, because the Chinuch follows the Rambam, you're doing all the mitzvahs from Ahava. Now don't forget, this is not in some philosophy book. This is not in the Morin Nebuchim. This is not even in the Shmona Prakim on Pirkei Avos. Meaning Pirkei Avos is extras, you know, always smile at people, always try and do this, but it's not core curriculum. This is in the Mishnah Torah. This is Halacha. Says the Rambam, before you can learn Hilchas Kriyashma and Hilchas, you know, Tzitzis and everything else, you first have to know what it is to be an Eved Hashem. It's in his Halacha Sefer. And then he goes on, in page number 2, to say the key, very famous line. The case said he ha'ava ru'ya. What are you aiming for here? What is the ahava that we're trying to get to? Hushiyoy v'as Hashem ahava gedola yitira azam od. Now the Rambam is not prolix and he's not being paid by the word. He when he says ahava gedola yitira azam ma'od, he's getting very, very emotional, you'll see. That your whole soul somehow is enwrapped with Avas Hashem. The Nimsa Shogi Batamid, you were something a little bit obsessed with God always. And here is up the stakes again, as if you were lovesick. Now, you're not lovesick for a Malkeinu, and you're not lovesick for Avinu. You're lovesick for your spouse, for a partner, for a man, for a woman for a man, etc. And he says, that's the love that we're really aiming for. So he's a man. He's describing what it means to be lovesick. In case you haven't ever been lovesick,
says the Rambam. I'll paskin for you in halacha what it means to have a crush on somebody. This is what it feels like in case you never felt it. You can't get this person out of your mind. You're obsessed with them. Then you go to sleep, you think about them, you wake up, you think about them. You can't eat, you can't drink without thinking about them. More than this should be the way that people have avas Hashem, shogim batamid, they're focused, obsessed with God. These are words to trip up our lips, but and this is what Shlomo said in Shir HaShirim, ki choylat ahava ani. I am lovesick. See what he's done here. He said that the love which is required in Avas Hashem is not just the love of an eved for the master or a child for the parent, but of a lover for his beloved. And that's a very emotional love. Now, the Rambam is not just a cold intellectual brain in a box. The Rambam wants you to be emotional. But he wants us to be emotional through triggers which are intellectual triggers to emotion. Meaning, we can simulate emotion. We can take drugs which make us feel certain ways, and we can watch a sad movie or a happy movie, and we can laugh and we can cry, but that's simulated, right? That's not real. The minute after all the people died in the movie, even though you're crying, you know, the director said, okay, come, take five, we'll do that scene again in 10 minutes. Okay, nobody died, why are you crying? You're crying because Steven Spielberg's playing with your head and making you sad. Okay, that's okay. This is real, says the Rambam. You're meant to be stimulating these emotions of Ava through we'll see soon the practical steps, but you're meant to get emotional about it. It has to be something that you feel emotionally about. And then he finishes and he says, I mean, I've skipped a bit, but for now, in Vav, Dava Yiduo Bora, it's absolutely known and clear, She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niksheres V'Libo Shel Adam, Ad She'ishke Batamit. A person really only does this fully if he's completely focused on Hashem, V'yazav Kol Masha Ba'olam Chutz Mimenu, and he leaves everything in the world apart from God, K'moshi Tziva V'ama B'chol Avavcha V'chol Nashafah. So what does that mean? You have to be a hermit? You have to go live in a cave and meditate? That is not the Rambam's life. If anyone's read the Rambam's life, the Rambam was very involved. He had a commute every morning on a donkey from his house to the Caliph's palace. He talks about it. And a commute every evening. And he worked and he got back and there were people queuing up, lining up for his private medical practice. And he says he hasn't got time to eat. He hasn't got time to think. He's prescribing medication on his bed. He's exhausted. Shabbos is a balagan. Everyone's asking him shilas. The Rambam was a very busy man. He didn't live in a cave as a hermit. And yet he's saying that somehow, when it says you have to leave everything else, I think he's saying that somehow or other, everything you're doing has to ultimately be subordinated and secondary to the goal of Avas Hashem. And it may be even almost on a subconscious level. We'll see what he means. We'll see what we mean by that in a minute. But we've seen it's a pleasure. The Rambam also says, like the Chinuch said, again, the Chinuch is based on the Rambam, in number 6, V'nit aneg, I've underlined, Bahasagasa, when you understand God, Tachlis Satanot. The ultimate enjoyment, the ultimate excitement, of course, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, His aneg al Hashem v'yitin lecha mishalas libecha. Get excited, get enjoyment from God, and God will give us what we ask for. That's selfish here. Why should my energy and excitement about God make it more likely that my tefillot will be answered? And the Rambam discusses that at great length in the Mor Nevuchim, when he says that the more broadband your channel is to God, in terms of your connection with God, that channel goes in both directions. And the broader and the more powerful your speed is, your download speed, your upload and your download speed match. Yeah, we just got optic fiber in Alunshvot. We're very excited about that. So like upload and download speeds are on my mind at the moment. Whatever. So the point is that it goes in both directions. The more you're excited about God, the more that God is connected with you, and the more the world is run according to your hashgacha pratis. The Rambam says everybody has hashgacha pratis, but some people have minute amounts and other people have enormous amounts, and everybody's hashgacha pratis interacts with everybody else's hashgacha pratis. If you want to be part of the central hashgacha pratis focus, you've got to build that channel. You've got to make a connection with Hashem, and that's why this pasuk works in the way it does. And Maseilas Yesharim very famously starts Shaha Adam number 8. Hadam loy nivra ela liyisanig el Hashem. The person was only created to have this exciting pleasure, this energy with Hashem. Ulahanos mishiv shkinaso. We weren't created to eat cholent. We were created to eat cholent and have avas Hashem at the same time as eating cholent.
We'll see how that works in practice. Fine. I brought you, because I couldn't resist it, a little piece out of the Simcha Razi's book on Rav Kook. There are other books on Rav Kook as well. This is one. There are Yehuda Miski has written a couple of wonderful books on Rav Kook, which I recommend very strongly, one he brought out a few years ago, and one he just brought out now based on his PhD thesis. But the Simcha Razi's book on Rav Kook is quite old, and in English, there's a passage here. One winter evening, it was cold enough to freeze the blood in one's veins. Everything was frozen. Ice formed on the window panes. Darkness prevailed, and the clouds covered everything with an ashen gray. You know, if you think Yerushalayim is cold in the winter now, imagine what it was like in the 1910s, 20s, before they had any kind of, not that we have a great deal of insulation now, but whatever they had have now, they didn't have then. He moved around his small room, all impassioned. For a while, he didn't take notice of me. This is Rav Chalap, I believe, speaking. But then he approached me and he gave me his hand. It was completely frozen. Yet with a burning enthusiasm, with glowing eyes and with a fiery countenance, he asked me, "Tell me, is it the same with you?" "What do you mean?" I asked. I imagine it was a bit scary meeting Rav Kook on a moment like that. I asked. He said, "I'm completely consumed with a burning love for Hashem. Do you feel the same way?" Okay. You'll say, "Oh, well, I'm not Rav Kook." Okay, well, Rav Kook also didn't start off as Rav Kook. You know, he became Rav Kook. But this is an extreme, but nevertheless important example of how this works. So in the Rambam as well, we saw that it's a love sickness. It's an emotional relationship. I'm not getting into 10, 11, and 12 now so much, but I will mention to you that other Rishonim don't go as far as the Rambam. Other Rishonim says, no, it's ultimately the love of a servant for their master. It's that kind of love. Rashi takes that view. They stick with the Eved and the Adon model. But the Rambam says, no, it's something that goes beyond that. It's beyond the Eved. It's beyond the Avinu. It's even to the idea of Shir HaShirim, which is the love of Hashem for the Jewish people and us for Hashem. Fine. Let's get practical. All of this sounds great in theory. How am I meant to end up walking around the room like Rav Kook with frozen hands but burning, glowing eyes and excitement about everything I'm doing? Okay? Fine, let's have a look. So I'm going to give you 10 approaches. These are based on the classic Meforshim, but I think on this we need some practical advice. First of all, let's start with Simcha. Number 13, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Now, of course, there's also Ivdu Es Hashem B'Yira, Ivdu B'Ra'ada, but Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Bo Lefanav B'Rinana. This, of course, is from Mizmor LeTodah that we say every morning. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch rules that you can say all the davening, but Mizmor LeTodah, you have to sing. Apparently that was one of the questions that Rav Eliashiv used to feher his granddaughter's chatzonim. When a bocher came to marry his granddaughter, he used to ask them, which is the bit of the davening that you have to sing? Who knows? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. I suppose some of them knew it. Maybe all of them knew it. But I don't know why we don't sing this. We sing everything, you know? There's no halach in Shulchan Aruch you have to sing Lecha Dodi. But we do. So why don't we sing Mizmor LeTodah? Maybe we're in a rush in the morning. Maybe on Shabbos after we don't say it. So, I don't know, I think we should start a new... Aaron Rizal wrote a tune for Mizmor LeTodah. It wasn't that catchy as far as I can see, but I don't want to be critical. So if any musicians are listening, let's have a niggun. I'm surprised, did Rav Shlomo Kalbach write a niggun for Mizmor LeTodah? Answers on a postcard, please. If anyone would have done, he probably did. So, but we should be singing that. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. And the Rambam brings this where? At the end of Hilchas Lulav. And this is where the two things begin to converge. Avat Hashem he brought in Hilchas Tshuva. That was the climax of Hilchas Tshuva. Simchas HaMitzvahs he connects at the end of Hilchas Shofar V'Sukkah V'Lulav. Look at number 14. All the Tishrei Mitzvahs. Afal Pishe Kol HaMoadot Mitzvah L'Smach Behem. Source 14. Even though you have to be B'Simcha, you have to have joy on every Chag. V'Chag HaSukkot Haita B'Mikdash Yom Simcha Yitera. Sukkot was like no other Chag. Even more simple. Shneema, u'simachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. And then later he says, the very end of the section here, v'hasimcha seyismach adam ba'asiyat ha-mitzvah. Not just sukkah, but the simcha which a person should have when they do mitzvahs. U'ba'ahavat hakel shetziva bahem. See, he joins the two. The simcha is brought about by the ahava, by the excitement of it's so amazing to be Jewish. This is why if you'd have said to the Rambam, like people say, Shver Suzayin Yid, the Rambam would have said, what are you talking about? If that isn't the opposite of what's going on here, then what is? Avodah Gedolahi, this idea of Simcha is a massive part of what it means to do mitzvahs. And again, this is not a Hasidic source, this is the Rambam.
If you stop yourself from being happy in mitzvahs, joy in mitzvahs, which is interesting. How can I make myself besimcha? You want to put yourself in the mood. No one wakes up in the morning feeling in the mood to dance around the house, or not nobody, but most people I know don't, okay? So you have to work on this. If you stop yourself, if you don't work on this, zoroyeli paramimenu, then that you deserve to be punished. And he brings the scary line in the Tochacha. Remember in Dvarim, in Kisavo, in Dvarim, where it gives this enormous Tochacha, and you're thinking, why is all this going wrong? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to the Jewish people? These terrible klalos of, God forbid, people dying and eating their children. It doesn't say why, except one line. Because you didn't have simchas and mitzvahs, you didn't appreciate what we have, so that's why these terrible things are happening. This is a Rambam. This is a massive aspect of simcha, and indeed, I brought you here the Sefer Haredi, number 15, a little bit later on, mid-16th century. She'ika schar ha-mitzvah al ha-simcha. He also was not Hasidish. The Hasidim don't have a monopoly on simcha. The main schar that anyone gets from doing a mitzvah is the simcha of the mitzvah. Ein simcha prat nosaf b'mitzvah. So you see how this is connected with Ahavat Hashem. Just like the Sefer Chinuch said, you can't do any mitzvah nicely, yafeh, unless it's got ahava. So he says you can't expect any reward for a mitzvah unless it's done b'simcha. It's the same idea. We have to certainly to work on this. And therefore, simchas ha-mitzvahs is the first practical idea. And of course, sometimes you've got to get in the mood. Like Alicia says, come bring me some music. I want to hear some music and gets me in the mood. You have to work out what gets you in the mood in order to do mitzvahs b'simcha. That's number one, practical set. Number two, the Rambam, of course, says that one of the roots of Avas Hashem is thinking about what Hashem is and what that means. Number 16, Eino ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is in Hilchos Tshuva again, a person only loves Hashem, ela b'da'at sheyida'ehu, through da'at. It's not just about playing the flute and dancing around the room. You have to think. Al pi hadea tiyeh ha'ahava. The more you know, the more you love. Im ma'at ma'at, if you know a little bit, you love a little bit. Im harbeh harbeh, if you know more, you love more. Lefikach, therefore, what do I prescribe for you? Here's the Rambam's prescription. Tzarech ha'adam liyached atzmo. You have to set aside time in your life. Lahavin ulahaskil, to understand, seichel bina, v'chochmas utfunus hamodim lo et kono. Whatever thoughts and philosophy and ideas of machshevet Yisrael, I've put here machshevet Yisrael. What does it mean that God exists? How do I know that God exists? What does it mean that Torah is minas shamayim? Things that, you know, you spend a bit of time when you're in yeshiva, maybe not in yeshiva, you spend too much time or a lot of time doing other things, but in seminary maybe, I teach, you know, I run a midrashah, so we spend a lot of time focusing on machshavat Yisrael. Says the Rambam, that doesn't stop when you finish your gap year. You have to set aside time in life to think, what is God? How do I know that God exists? What is Deah? What is Imuna? The proofs for God's existence, do they work? Do they not work? Cosmological, teleological, ontological, and you read Kant, and you think, well, Kant said this, but then there's this, and then that is a system, he said, which brings you to Avas Hashem. Kifikach, sheyesh ba'adam, according to your abilities. Of course, none of us are on the level, perhaps, of the Rambam. We all need to take a break. We all, as I say, hit the wall where I say, oh, I've got no more brain power. You know, my IQ is not big enough for this. I need a pizza. I need to break. You know, whatever it is, we all reach a limit, but within our limits, lahavin, lahasik, we have to try. So that's a very important element of life. If we want to resolve to increase Avas Hashem, one of the ways we can do that is by understanding Machshavat Yisrael. And now we are blessed with a plethora of amazing Svarim on this. Like 50 years ago, what could you buy? Certainly in English. But now, there's no excuse. Go online, there's stuff, you know, the YU Torah has 295,000 Shirim. If you can't find one that you like in 295,000 shirim, then, you know, what more can they do? There are wonderful books on Machshavat Yisrael around. I'm happy to send you a reading list. There's one on my website, but it needs updating. But the point is that you have to set aside time for that. It's a critical part of life, of Avas Hashem. That's number two. Number three, learning Torah. Remember what we said, the Ahavta es Hashem Elokecha comes just before the mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Rambam quotes a Sifrei, which is very important, Veloshon Sifrei, number 17. Lefi shenema v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Eini yodeh ketzad oyves ha'malkum. I don't know how to love God. It's, how do I do that? What can I give? That's an important point, by the way, that I didn't make. You know, everyone knows the idea, Rav Dessler talks about it, that ahava is hav. The more you give, the more you love. That's why parents generally love their children more than children love their parents, because the parents invest in the children. But what can I give to God? Nothing. I can only take. I'm the ultimate taker on every level. This is going to cause resentment, not love. So how do I do this? It's very hard. So it says, Talmud Loma, v'hayu advarim ha'eleh, she'enuchi b'savcha ayom ala v'avecha, she'mitoch kach ata makir es mi she'ama v'haya ha'olam. Through learning Torah, you should have every now and then a eureka moment. Wow, a wow moment. This is incredible. Whatever wows it for you, if it's a Hakira in Reb Chaim, or if it's an amazing piece of Ramban ala Chumash, or whatever gives you a wow moment, that's a moment of Avas Hashem. You're saying, I got to meet who wrote this. I got to get to know them. This is incredible. And that you can get that from learning literature of all kinds, but Kal Vachomer, you can get that from learning Torah. And therefore, that's a critical part of it. And by the way, you know, if you want to get into a discussion of, are men obligated in Talmud Torah? Are women obligated in Talmud Torah? Everybody agrees that women and men equally are obligated in this element of Talmud Torah, which is to connect with excitement and energy of Avas Hashem. You know, why do guys in yeshiva scream? You could say because, you know, they're Israelis, or, I mean, I don't know, I've never done a study whether in Israeli yeshivas they scream louder than in American yeshivas. I bet the guys in Lakewood scream too, okay? It's ragish, it's excitement. You're part of a process. I used to sit when I was in yeshiva, a young man, next to an Israeli guy, must have weighed about 400 pounds, and he screamed all day. My head was like vibrating by the end of the day. At one point, I plucked up the courage to tap him on the shoulder and said, you really need to scream so much? He looked at me and his eyes, I thought he was going to hit me, actually. He looked at me and he said, Mitzvah Doraita! Okay, I just asked. You know, I'm English. He's Israeli. You know, Mitzvah, okay. You want this exciting. We're not, you know, Rabbi Sachs, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says when he went out from yeshiva to learn in Cambridge, you know, he couldn't concentrate in the library in Cambridge because it was so quiet. So how does anybody think in this quiet? You know, it's a sense of regish, of excitement, etc. People kiss their books when they pick them up. I never saw anybody, I was in law school, I never saw anybody drop a tax statute on the floor and pick it up and kiss it, dance around the world. Never. Okay, maybe some accountants do, I don't know. Okay, fine. Page number 4, let's go on. Another practical, so what have we had? We've had Simchas HaMitzvahs, we've had Machshevet Yisrael, we've had Talmud Torah. Now let's look at nature and science. The Rambam says in Yisodi HaTorah, number 18, Heich hi haderech lahavasoi. Again, he's teaching you all the ways to ahava, uviraso, anti-yira. B'shashi bonen ha'adam b'ma'asav ubru'av haniflaim. This is not Talmud Torah, this is not Machshevet Yisrael. Look at the world, look at the masim, look at life. The created world, how amazing that is, ha'gedolim. V'yira mehem chachma, so you see the unbelievable chachma. She'ein la'erech v'lokeitz. Can a person avoid feeling a sense of ta'ava gedola? These are strong words. Ta'ava gedola, an incredible yearning. Leida Hashem Hagadol. And lest you think, well, you know, that was the Rambam. Now we have Darwin and evolution and everything makes sense. I'm not getting into a conversation about evolution, but the more you learn about nature in 21st century, the more amazing it is. The more incredible it is. There is nothing in the universe, anything like as complex as the human brain. And we don't expect to find anything as complex as the human brain. I hate to break it to you, but if you are scientists, they don't think there's anyone else out there. Because they think if there were, they would have already evolved so much they'd have found us by now. Unless they're avoiding us, which kind of makes sense as well. But the point is that there's nothing as complex as the human brain. Nothing. We take it for granted. We carry around with us. We don't think of the implications. He says, David HaMelech did. Kasha Amo David. Sama nafshe le'elokim chelkelchai. I'm so thirsty. I'm so eager, so excited. Looking in nature, looking in science. And then, of course, you get into the interesting question of, well, what about beyond that? What if I get my excitement through humanities? What about literature? What about psychology? What if I want to do a PhD in Etruscan pottery? Because that really excites me about life. How far does it go? And then you get into the question of Torah or Mada, which is a sheer in and of itself, which I'm not getting into now. But I brought you 3 quotes, some more controversial than others, by Rabbi Norman Lamb, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who wrote in his book Torah or Mada, which is a must-read. You have to read Torah Amada to understand anything about the way that the American Jewry in YU certainly works. And Rabbi Lam's perspective on Torah Amada is not the only one. I will say that clearly. But he talks very clearly about this idea of Avoda Begashmias. Now, this already is a more Hasidic idea. And he talks about Rav Kook. He says, number 19, the concept of Avoda Begashmias is that God's immanence is in all creation, in nature as well as in Torah. And it means that the mundane physical order represents a legitimate avenue of approach to God. I connect with God also through studying Gashmias, through studying not only science and nature, says the Rambam, but also studying other things as well. And he goes in number 20, you can read it on your own. He says, if already you can get close to Hashem by being a farmer, L'Shem Shamayim, by milking your cow, L'Shem Shamayim, so all the more so, surely you can approach Hashem by doing a PhD, L'Shem Shamayim. Which is more of a connection to Hashem, milking a cow or studying it for a PhD? And of course you can ask, well, is that really why people do PhDs? Are they really feeling this? Okay, all good questions. But in principle, this idea of Avas Hashem, even through Chol, through science, through nature, maybe through literature, read Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on how he connects with God, or connected with God, through studying literature, through studying Milton, through reading poetry. It's inspirational. He said, of course, learning Torah is a whole different world. It's not the same, but the ability to connect with God through, he talks a lot about Milton there as well. It's very, very beautiful, and he wrote a lot about it. Okay, so that's another way. Next, number 22. We saw this Sefer HaChinuch, but I'm going to show you another girsa in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Inyan HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he says, Shenachshav v'nitbonen b'pekudav v'pulatav. And I will translate those words. We have to think about Hashem's pekudim. Hashem pakad et sarah. We read in Rosh Hashanah. The way that God runs the world. Pu'ulatav, his actions in the world. Ashe nisigehu kifi yicholtein, until we grasp as much as we can. V'nit'aneg, and we get excited about what? So there's two girsot. One is hasagato, the more we understand God, which is the Rambam's approach more. But the other gears is b'hashgachato hamuyukedet. We get excited by hashgacha, by God in nature, by God in history, excuse me, by God running the world. And for you and me today, in 2022, if we can't get excited by looking at the world and seeing God through history, I mean, who could? If you'd have asked Jews 300 years ago, do you see God in creation? They would have said, yeah, of course. How else could the world come about other than through creation? Pre-evolution. But if you'd have asked them, do you see God in history? I don't know, Hester Parnim. It's thousands of years of more of the same, of ghettos, of persecutions. We don't really see God in history. But if you ask people today, maybe they'll say less that they see God in nature, because they'll say, well, you know, there's reasons, Darwin, etc. Maybe not. But God in history, who anyone can sit in Eretz Israel in 2022, in 5783, and not see God's hand in history in the last 100 years, they're being willfully blind. That, says the Chinuch, is an enormous source of Avas Hashem, for our generations particularly. I really feel very strongly. But people have to open their eyes. You can go through life and not see it. I tell my students, you know, they arrive in Israel. I said, listen, you just flew 8,000 miles in a metal tube, 35,000 feet in the air at 900 miles an hour, and you landed a few hours later in an Eretz Yisrael, which is full of a Jewish army and a Jewish air force and a Jewish country and fruit and food and agriculture and everything. If you'd have described that to your great-great-great-grandparents and everyone before them, they'd have said, yes, you're Mosa Mashiach. It's obviously you're Mosa Mashiach. What else could you be describing? And they're like, oh, no, it's just, you know, going on a flight to Israel. To open your eyes, I'm not saying we're living in Yom HaMashiach, but I'm just saying that to open our eyes, this should be an enormous source of Avas Hashem. Let's move it forward. Next, 23. Shmini Atzeret. This is a very big theme, which I'm not going to dwell on in great detail, but I'll mention to you here, there's a famous Midrash. It is famous. I know every rabbi says it's famous if they read it, but this one is famous. Let's read the first half quickly, because the last bit is not famous. Number 23. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, this appears in a few places in Midrash. Mashal Melech Shebad Lo Simcha. Kol Shivas Yemei HaMishteh Haya B'noi Shal Melech Torech Imorochim.
For 7 days of the massive simcha, the son of the king helps and run around to do things. For kaven shiyatsu shivas yemei amishta, after the 7 days, amar melech lebenoi yudea ani shekol shivas yemei amishta hayte toreichim aorchim. I know how hard you worked. You did everything for 7 days. Achshav ani ve'ata nismach yom echad. Let's just have one little private day together. And I'm not going to ask you to do too much. I'll take a little bit of chicken, a little bit of beef, and we'll have a meal together. So too, 7 days of Sukkot, the Jewish people do all the korbanos for the nations of the world. I'm reading this fast because you know this source. That the Sukkot is connected to and keneged the 70 nations of the world. Now we'll just have a special chag together. The korban on Shmini Atzeres, just one cow, just one goat. Now, here's the new bit. The kevan shishamu Yisrael kach, when the Jewish people hear this, hitchilu mekalsim laKadosh Baruch Hu, they break out in praise and they say, ze hayom asa Hashem nagila v'nismcha bo. Now, get in the mood for this, because we're going to be saying hallel every day. Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. This is the day that God made, nagila v'nismcha. I'm so excited and so overjoyed in what? Nagila v'nismcha bo. What does bo refer to? Says the Yalkut here, Amar Rabbi Avin, Ein anu yodin b'malismoch. I'm not sure from this passage what I'm so excited about. In b'yom, I'm excited because of the day, Nagila v'nismach ha'bo, in the day, or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ze hayom asa Hashem, Nagila v'nismach ha'bo. I'm excited, my excitement's in Hashem. Which could it be? Could be both. Until, Bashlomo perish Nagila v'nismach ha'bo. The fourth pasuk in Shirim that the Jewish people say, we are excited in you. It's Avas Hashem. And then the Yalkut gives this beautiful like trifecta here. Bach b'toratach, I'm excited in your Torah. Bach b'yeshuatach, I'm excited in your salvation, the way you run the world. And Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bach b'esrim v'shtayim osir shekatata lo b'toratecha. The 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, Bey is Trey, Beit is Trey, and Kaf is Esrim. The 22 letters of the Aleph base as the building blocks for creation of the world. If you want looking Sefer Yetzira, it goes into this in great detail. If you want something a bit more accessible than Sefer Yetzira, read the introduction to the Art Scroll Siddur. How long has it been since you read the introduction to the Art Scroll Siddur? 40 years? It's worth a read. He talks about this idea, Nosson Sherman, Rav Nosson Sherman, in that. What's going on here? So this is a big idea which we don't have time to elaborate on, but it's all wrapped up in Avas Hashem. There are three major ways that we connect to God and get Nagila v'nismach ha'bach. God is creator, okay, Bach, the 22 letters of the alphabet. God is the giver of the Torah, Bach b'kot Torah tach, and God is the protector and the mashkich of the world. And I've listed here just a short list of the way that Jewish perspective divides into these three. Think of God as creator, Pesach, the creation of the Jewish people. God as giver of the Torah, Shavuos. God as the protector of the world, Sukkot, obviously. Creation, Torah, protection. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov fit very well into those as well. Think of Shabbos, Friday night, Shemona Esrei, is all about God as creator of the world. Shabbos morning, Shemona Esrei, is all about God as the giver of the Torah. Shabbos Minchat, Shemona Esrei, is all about God as the protector of the world, who runs the world through Hashkocha. Think of Malchios, Shofros, and Zichronos. Okay, they're not in that order in the Amida, but the idea of Malchios, God as the creator, Shofros, God as the giver of Torah at Sinai, Zichronos, God as the one who knows all things and runs the world. Think of the brachas in the morning. Yotze Or is God as creator. Ava Rabbe is God as the giver of the Torah. Gal Yisrael is God as the mashkiach of the world. You can look at the Rambam's Yugimel Ikrim, Rav Yosef Albo's Ikrim. They all divide in this way. So these are more maybe philosophical ways of how do we get excited in God. These three elements of connection are themes that go all the way through Judaism. Okay, let's finish off with five more brief ones, which I think you'll really relate to. Again, these are all brought down as means, practical means to Avas Hashem. We've seen Simcha, we've seen Machshavet Yisrael, we've seen Torah, we've seen Hashkacha, we've seen Shmini Atzeres. Let's look at a few more. What is the opposite of Avas Hashem? Sinat Hashem, God forbid? No. Not Sinat Hashem. The opposite of Avat Hashem is materialism. Let's have a look in number 24. Says the Sefer Chinuch, "Va'oyve al zeh, if you break avas Hashem, v'koydeh machshavotav be'inyanim hagashmiim, if your mind, if our minds are focused on gashmias, u'behevle ha'olam and all the nonsense of the world, shelo l'shem shamayim, we're not doing it l'shem shamayim, rak lehita'anig bahem." Levad, we just get excited by the big house and the big sports car and whatever it is, or the gashmis or the dinner out or whatever it is. All hasi covered, hallelujah, but we're just trying to get covered from this olam hazeh. Hakoeb lahagdil shmo, you want to increase your reputation. Lo lekavana hativ l'toivim lechazik kidei yesharim, and not doing it l'shem shamayim. Bitel ase zeh ve'onsho gadol. And that's important. If you ever wanted to ask, where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to be materialistic? Now again, what does it mean materialistic? Everybody needs to live in a house, and everybody, most people need a car, most people need to eat, everybody needs to eat, and we like to eat out, and we like to have a break, of course. But if the focus is on these things, the shame, these things, that's the bittle of Avas Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. As I said at the very beginning, in the Bir Halacha, that anyone who is focused on their life, their family, their money, their possessions, for the sake of those things, that's a breach of Avas Hashem. They are all a means to an end. This is very difficult, but it's something that, again, everybody can work on. We can all try harder in. And that's important to remember, that that's how we avoid Avas Hashem, and that's what we need to make sure that we do not avoid. Finally, let me bring you three others. And these, I think, are very beautiful. Again, all highlighted by Chazal. Number 26. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Be a Kiddush Hashem. The way you do Avas Hashem is by increasing what we would call Kiddush Hashem in the world. Let's give an example here. If a person learned Torah, they went to Yeshiva, they know Chumash, they know Mishnah, they know Gemara. But the way they act in business life is so polite and so thoughtful. What do people say about that person? Ashrei avi shalimda Torah. How lucky is his father that taught him Torah? Ashrei rabba shalimda Torah. How fortunate is Rav who limda Torah? Oylehem lebriya shaloi lamda Torah. What a shame for people who don't learn Torah. Ploini shalama Torah. This person who learned Torah. Ro kama naim drachim. Look how well he behaves. Doesn't say look how much Torah he knows. People don't focus on what Torah you know. They focus on how you get on the bus and how you get off the bus. Okay? Look how beautifully they behave. How refined are their actions. But someone who has learned properly in yeshivas, they know the whole thing. But they're not honest in business. And they don't talk to people nicely. What do people say about them? What a disgrace, what a shame. He wasted his time sitting in yeshiva all those years so he could behave like a behemoth. What a waste of time that his parents taught in Torah. Oylo la rabbi shalim d'Torah, ploini shalim d'Torah, ru kama mukul kalim masa, v'kama mukul arim drachav. That's Avas Hashem. That's not brought in the Gemara as a Kiddush Hashem, Kedoshim to you. It's brought as v'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. A person should be an example, and we all may get this wrong, I certainly do, people are looking all the time to find fault. That's the nature of human beings. Okay, they shouldn't, but they are, and therefore we have to be aware of that and make sure that we act as a Kiddush Hashem, and that's a Kiyum of Avas Hashem. Then, the Rambam says, what about outreach? The Chofetz Chaim wrote a very small sefer for the Jewish boys going into the army. The Jewish boys were drafted into the army for 20, 25 years, and he wanted to mechazik them. And in his introduction, he wrote there, all the mitzvahs that you do when you do kiruv rechokim, when you reach out to other people and bring them close to Judaism. I'm not going to read all the paragraph through because time is limited, but he talks there about the Avram Avinu was the original kiruv worker. It's a nefesh asher asu b'charan. All the people he brought close to Hashem, that was the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Avram was Ohavai, Ohavi, the one who was my beloved, says Hashem in Yeshaya. And therefore, when we bring people, you know, he says clearly, if a person likes another person, they want their friends to like them as well. So if a person's serious about Avas Hashem, you want other people also to get into Avas Hashem, because you want to spread the good news. I'm not trying to sound evangelical, but the point is you want to get excited and you want other people to be into it as well. Of course, there are good ways to do Kiruv, there are less successful ways to do Kiruv, and it's an interesting question. What happened to Avram's disciples, Nefesh HaShe'asu B'charan. Where did they go? Okay, not for now. And the final case I brought you here was Mesiras Nefesh, which I just want to finish with, or maybe penultimately to what I finished with. Look at number 28. The after Hashem Elokecha, says the Gemara in Brachas, Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer, if it says with your life, why does it say with your money? And if it says with your money, why with your life? If there's somebody whose body is more dear to them than their money, that's why it says the kach nema b'chol nafshecha. If there's someone whose money is more dear to them than their body, the kach nema b'chol miyodecha. Rabbi Kiva on the Chol Nafshecha, Afilu Noiteles Nafshecha. These are all part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And I found a Ramban, which is very beautiful, look at number 29, should speak to us. Lo Avai, Ulishomer Mitzvosai, Umatsati the Mechilta. I found in the Mechilta, he says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Leo Havai, who are the ones who love God, Lishomer Mitzvosai? Elu Shehem Yoshnim be Eretz Yisrael. Those people who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Noisnim Nasham ala Mitzvos, and they're Moshe Nefesh to do mitzvahs. And then he says how difficult it was, and people were killed, and people were burnt. And Baruch Hashem, it's not so difficult for us to do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still difficult sometimes to do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says this is a kiyum of Avas Hashem. So hopefully through all of this, I brought you here at the end, the last part here in Mesilas Yesharim, which is the Simcha Avas Hashem through Dveikus and Simcha and Kina, which I'm not getting into now. And finally, the Rambam. We started with the Rambam. To finish with the Rambam, the idea he says that any love, as Pirkei Avos says, which is dependent on a specific reason, the love will never survive. But any love which is beyond that reason, independent, will. And therefore, he says the love that a person has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to dissipate when the Gashmias dissipates. If you love Gashmias, the Gashmias will never survive. But love which is Eloki, which is focused on God, it will always, Baruch Hashem, survive. And therefore, hopefully, what we've got there is a shopping list. 12 things to think about on Yom Kippur, to do this mitzvah of tshuva, this mitzvah of Avas Hashem, hopefully in a very practical way. I certainly wish everybody a Gemar Chasima Tova. Hopefully what they got out of this is that if they are Hasidish, then great. But even if they're not Hasidish, then mitzvah gedol aliyas b'simcha and simcha gedol aliyas b'mitzvah. They both go together. Yes. Yes. Okay, so you need to look at the beginning in Hilchas Tshuva, the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva Yatzara, where he says, Emet is also the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah of recognizing that Hashem is the only ultimately true thing. It's more true in a it's a longer answer, but truth there relates to Avas Hashem and Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'll speak to you afterwards about it. I think people need to get out. We've gone a little bit later, but we'll catch up over the day. I wish you all, as I said, Gemar Chasima Tova and a good Yom Kippur.